Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham with the latest update on Hurricane Delta. It's 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 o'clock Central. Here's the latest update. The wind's now 115 miles an hour, so it's gotten stronger throughout the day, moving northwest at 12 miles an hour. Pressure is down. The aircraft helping get those pressure readings for us, 959 millibars. We're now about 345 miles away from Cameron, Louisiana. So let's start off with the satellite and look at some of the latest information here. One thing that to note, it's really starting to see that eye more pronounced in the last several images and seeing that convection, strong convection wrapping around that eye. And that really has a lot to do with that strengthening posture that we have here. So really starting to look more like the typical hurricane that you would see with that cirrus cloud outflow and some of these rain bands already starting to set up. And we've seen some of those. We've seen some of those rain bands and some of that rain already getting to portions of Louisiana. So let's look at that latest forecast. A few things to note here. One of them is the size. We've been talking about the size of the storm getting larger with time, and we are seeing that with those tropical storm force winds stretching out over 120 miles out from the center, even hurricane force winds stretching out from the center as well. And that comes into play because if you think about this red area right here, that right there is our hurricane warning from High Island, Texas over to Morgan City, Louisiana. So that anywhere in that area could experience some of these hurricane force winds, because if you look at this cone, two-thirds of the time we can see the center of the system in this region. So anywhere in there could see those winds, but it's not just that. It's also the tropical storm force winds extending out into portions of the upper Texas coast all the way over to southeast Louisiana, because if you keep moving this forward, you can see if you extend those winds out, they extend far from the cone, far from the center, and those areas could see those tropical storm force winds. Still a hurricane in portions of central Louisiana, Alexandria, not just the coast, but even central Louisiana could see some of those trees down, power outages associated with those winds. Let's look at the arrival time. Today's the day. Got to wrap things up today, because by tomorrow, you can start seeing these tropical storm force winds arrive tomorrow morning, and large storms like this can push the storm surge in early as well. So don't wait too late, because some of those evacuation routes could be blocked by some of that water. And getting some of those winds, get trees down on those, it might be hard to leave if you wait too late. So that's the arrival time. Some of the other things to look at, look at the water. One of them is the rain, some large rainfall amounts, 6 to 10 inches of rain in some areas from southwest Louisiana up through the central part of Louisiana. So Alexandria, down through Lake Charles, Cameron, even start looking at these values, 4 to 6 inches of rain up through Monroe, even up into the Mississippi Delta could get some of these heavy rainfall amounts. So looking at the storm surge, traditionally one of the most dangerous and deadly part of these tropical systems. These are large values, very dangerous values. So Sabine Pass over to Holly Beach, 4 to 7 foot storm surge. That's inundation. That's water up your pant leg on over ground that would be normally dry. So these are the peak values that we could see depending on that track. So Holly Beach over the Rockefeller Wildlife Refuge, 5 to 8. Look at this, 7 to 11 foot from the wildlife refuge back over to Morgan City. That includes Vermilion Bay, dangerous situation. So if the local officials, they tell you to leave, you gotta be able to do that, because that's a dangerous amount of storm surge. This has been Ken Graham here at the National Hurricane Center, the latest update on Hurricane Delta.